not too many more fine foods in there, I think, anymore. But that was, as you know, Greg, that was always a hot spot for illicit activity. It recently had a fire in years past, which made the building condemnable. Uh-huh. And we'd actually put a lot of resources into kind of cleaning up the surrounding area, improving the infrastructure around there, kind of beautifying that intersection, putting some more lighting and raising the tree canopy to mm-hmm. make that a little bit safer or feel safer. And it actually cut down a lot of that activity in the first place. And then when the fire broke out, a lot of that activity moved out of the area. So now we got a big dilapidated, burnt-out building, and coming up on the city council meeting here on October 13th, we're going to hopefully be able to award funds from the city demolition fund, I think to the tune of $55,000 or so. Part of that's going to be covered by the property's insurance company, but we're going to tear it down and have a nice big green space there